Idaho's cash flow from tax collections is down a lot. But as James Dawson reports, state officials aren't panicking.
The numbers on their face don't look great. Tax receipts are down nearly $470 million from projections made in January. That's mostly because Governor Brad Little shifted the deadline to file income taxes to June 15th. Despite last month's revenue hit, State Budget Chief Alex Adams says it's unlikely they'll need to dip into rainy day funds to balance the budget for this fiscal year.
Based on what we've seen so far, we do not anticipate that's a lever that we will have to pull.
That's due to a mix of budget cuts before the pandemic, the Fed's paying for a bigger share of Medicaid, and possibly paying out fewer income tax refunds than projected. It could even leave the state with a $50 million surplus. Sales tax collections also took a bit of a dip, despite a surge in sales as Idaho began to shut down over the coronavirus.
One of the jokes I had with our economist was it does seem that it takes a lot of toilet paper and bottled water sales to make up for the lost sales tax revenue on a single car.
Adams says they'll get a better idea of how much of a hit the sales tax will take next month. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.